Today's psalm is number 65, and it's a psalm of praise, a psalm of thanksgiving, a psalm of celebration of God's gifts and God's graciousness. And it's important to keep a voice of praise and thanksgiving and joy in our prayers, even in a difficult time, because that will connect us to an important aspect of our relationship with God that we mustn't allow simply to wither and disappear, even in the honesty of our doubts, our waiting, our struggles. The Psalms keep that theme of thanksgiving and praise before us to lift our hearts and brighten our souls. Psalm 65. Praise is due to you, O God in Zion. To you that answer prayer shall vows be paid. To you shall all flesh come to confess their sins. When our misdeeds prevail against us, you will purge them away. Happy are they whom you choose and draw to your courts to dwell there. We shall be satisfied with the blessings of your house, even of your holy temple. With wonders you will answer us in your righteousness, O God of our salvation. O hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. In your strength you set fast the mountains, and are girded about with might. You still the raging of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the clamour of the peoples. Those who dwell at the ends of the earth tremble at your marvels. The gates of the morning and evening sing your praise. You visit the earth and water it. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare grain for your people, for so you provide for the earth. You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges. You soften the ground with showers and bless its increase. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. May the pastures of the wilderness flow with goodness, and the hills be girded with joy. May the meadows be clothed with flocks of sheep, and the valley stand so thick with corn that they shall laugh and sing. Let us pray. May the richness of your creation, Lord, and the mystery of your providence lead us to that heavenly city where all peoples will bring their wealth, forsake their sins, and find their true joy, even Jesus Christ, our Lord.